Proclamation number 8503, dated the May 20th, 1963. God requires a living faith. Only ever believe in me with a living faith. That is, don't be satisfied with words or other people's assurances, but closely unite with me in thought and speak to me like a child speaks to its father, plainly and simply and full of childlike trust. Always let me walk beside you as your friend and brother, and tell me everything that inwardly bothers you, always appealing for my assistance to help you reach perfection while you are still on earth. You should no longer lead a single life. You should always request my presence and feel it too. For every sincere thought draws me to yourselves. And if you establish this bond with me yourselves, then strength will always flow to you as well, which you can use for deeds of love again. Thus through love you join with me ever more closely. Hence anyone who does not exclude his God and Creator from his thoughts is also daily and hourly under his fatherly care, and his earthly life will always proceed such that it will benefit his soul. For anyone connected with me in thought already leads a spiritual life, and his soul will constantly ascend. But how many people spend their lives without considering their God and Creator? They only ever entertain earthly thoughts and just anxiously worry about their physical well-being. And although they call themselves Christians because they belong to a religious organization, they only occasionally establish a relationship with me, and this is not sufficiently alive in order to generate spiritual achievement. Much has become a formality which, however, is only of value if it is carried out with a living faith. Just as prayer is not what it should be, a child's heartfelt dialogue with the Father. Instead, people are satisfied with empty words which don't come from the heart and are merely voiced by the mouth. Roman 1. However, I'm a living God, everything has to be truthful before me, and therefore I want the living contact established by you with me. But this also guarantees higher development and leads the soul to the goal. For would I leave a child or consider it poorly, be it spiritually or even earthly, once it has made heartfelt contact with me, to whom I am truly the Father, it can unreservedly trust? But where this intimate bond is missing, there still exists a broad gulf. The human being looks for me in the distance. He speaks of me as a being which is unattainable to him, and which he indeed acknowledges because of its might, which he cannot deny in view of the creations, who also admits to its wisdom which is demonstrated to him through the creations, but who does not know anything about the love of a God who wants to be a father to all living creations, because he has not spent serious thought on the being who had brought him into existence. And as long as I am merely the distant God for people, they will live their earthly life without spiritual achievements, for they lack the flow of strength to travel the path of ascent which, however, requires the living creation's heartfelt connection to me in order to enlighten him. This is why every human being will achieve his goal if he is able to establish this close relationship with me. If he expresses a living faith in me through a constant desire for my presence, and such desire will be granted by me, and forthwith the person will no longer walk any path alone. I will always guide him, I will always direct his thoughts, and because I no longer meet any resistance, the person will also completely enter into my will and improve himself evermore. Where I have found the entrance into a human being's heart, my adversary will have lost his power, albeit he will still try everything to win him over for himself again. But my strength, which the human being constantly receives due to my presence, will resist him. Just let your soul come to life, which will always happen when I can take effect on it myself, when I can illuminate it with my strength of love. And you always enable me to do this through a heartfelt bond with me. then you will ask for me, and the danger will have passed that the adversary can take possession of you, who will take flight from me and is unable to besiege you so long as I'm present in you. And you will soon not undertake anything, nor walk anywhere, without having asked for my blessing, and then you can also be certain that I will walk by your side wherever you go, that I will mentally instruct you and let my strength and light flow to you in abundance. Yet all this is not possible when a person only mentions his God and Creator with his mouth without being inwardly urged to establish contact with this God. His earthly life will not bring him much spiritual success unless he still changes his thoughts and actions, so that he will learn to recognize me and then believes in me with a living faith. Amen.